Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Monday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here to 6 o'clock. No Yankee game tonight. I have no clue who's coming on at 6 o'clock. I am going to take a flyer, okay, and say that it's Steve Summers.
Wrong.
JJ.
Wrong.
Chris Moore.
Wrong.
The dog.
Who, my dog, Dudley? What dog you mean?
Hey, listen there, Joe. I passed that.
My daughter's dog, Miles. I don't know, but we know it's not Mike.
That is true.
Let's see. Susan Larkin. No, not her.
Not her, nope. Chris Oliveira, nope. Chernoff debuting his show, nope.
No, Chernoff's already, you know, he's been there and done that already.
Boomer working a double?
No, nope. Man, double? What's that?
Now, he'll be glued to the lottery at 6
double,
o'clock.
That's me on the golf course. I'm good for those. a lot of holes I'm happy with a double bogey.
Would be Cameron Champ double bogeying, on the 8th or 9th hole, if I'm not mistaken.
He did. It kind of took him out of the tournament. He was
actually
yesterday at the PGA.
Sal Licata will be on at 6
o'clock. Sal Licata, how about Sal? Sal's becoming a big star. He really
he is.
I find myself agreeing with Sal more and more on the Mets, by the way. Now
that's
now
a scary thing.
On the other side of the glass, I'm assuming it's Ernie. Am I correct?
Yes.
It is. Hi, Ern. Yeah. What's
up? Well, it's Loogie, but thanks.
Oh, it's
Loogie.
Oh,
so we're
Loogie too.
Oh, Chernoff.
But Ernie says hello from Westchester.
God bless him, wherever Ernie is.
Ernie, we love Ernie. He had a rough weekend this weekend.
He did. You know, Ernie was really the only one, because outside of the Yankees losing 3 out of 4, okay, and the only game they won was the Garrett Cole game, and they have a tough time with Tampa, and, of course, Stanton's out, you know, that. It was a very interesting sports weekend. I mean, it really was. I mean, the PGA to me was tremendous. You couldn't have not had a better tournament with all the guys that were in the mix right up until, really up until Morikawa puts that ball on the green on 16.
That was it.
That was it. You know, when he hits that tee shot on the drivable 4 and eventually makes the eagle, up until that point, there was about, 7-8 guys that could have won. So that was really good. The Mets bounced back after a bad loss, what's new, on Friday night, and they did win 2 from the Marlins, which was good to see. Your team, which is really man, they should never play in Brooklyn again. I mean, the Nets, they're like dominating the bubble. I mean, they beat the Bucks, they beat the Clippers. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
I have a very innocent question to ask.
4-2, how do you do?
I'm doing well.
I guess so.
Since Kawhi Leonard played the entire game, he tried to single-handedly the Clippers to a win.
Right.
Even though Paul George didn't play, even though Montrezl Harrell didn't play, does this count? Is this a real win?
Well, you know me. You're talking to me here. Of course it counts. Did somebody tweet that it doesn't count?
Not this time.
The Clippers don't care. You know, they didn't play Paul George. He wasn't there, you know.
Hey, I'll tell you, Kawhi Leonard played his rear end
He had that big run early in the after the Nets had, of course, run out to a 21-point lead that they eventually gave up quickly.
Yes.
You know, Kawhi went red hot. What did he score, like 11 straight points?
He scored
the second half?
It did, and it tied the game. Jacques Vaughn uses a timeout, and I turn to my wife and say, all right, that was fun while it lasted.
Right,
that was
cool. Right.
And they responded. Caris LeVert played point guard and played incredibly
Caris
well.
LeVert's Joe Harris. A star. Caris
he
LeVert
has.
Is somebody that's, you know, it needs to be accounted for.
No doubt about it.
I mean, if you're going to tell me that Caris LeVert's going to be the third wheel behind, hopefully for you, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, you got a pretty good team there, man.
No question. No doubt. And Joe Harris, too. I mean, Joe Harris has played out of his mind.
He's a great three-point shooter.
Yeah, and more than that, I think what he's shown in this bubble is he can do a lot more than that.
Right.
He finishes at the basket so incredibly well.
Isn't his contract up, Harris?
Yes. Yes, and they better pay him.
Well,
I'll tell you that right now.
Of course.
But, yeah, I mean, they're 4-2, which I'm stunned by. I'm absolutely stunned that they've won 4 games.
You were basically going into the bubble. You were going to be happy with a win over the Wizards. That was it.
That was it.
and you know, maybe if you got Sacramento, which you'd beat them too.
Right.
I mean, you know, but to get wins over two, you know, high quality top five NBA teams, that is very impressive.
Well, and they also wrapped up.
What do they got left? They got 2 games left in the before the playoffs?
Yeah, but the games don't matter because they've wrapped up the seventh seed.
They
play the Orlando Magic tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
And then actually a huge game, not for them, but for the Portland Trailblazers. Thursday night TNT, 9 o'clock tip. So it's probably going to be a huge game for Damian Lillard.
And the playoffs start Saturday? Is that what happens?
Well, the play-in game in the Western Conference will be on Saturday.
Okay.
And then if they need a second play-in game, it'll be Sunday. And then the regular NBA playoffs will begin on Monday. And they are locked in now to face the defending NBA champion at Toronto Raptors.
Wow. Too bad you can't go down to the bubble, bro.
That would be something.
You know?
I don't know which bubble they'd let me in, though.
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't get to go to the real bubble.
Right.
The golfing bubble.
Well,
the fishing bubble.
It's the only place I'm going.
Send me
to the bubble. They better have that golf course I can play on.
No. It was
the other thing. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to jump on it, but the other thing is the Islanders now. We know they're going to play the Capitals. What does that open up? When is that? Wednesday, I think?
Wednesday at 3 o'clock. It'll be every other day. The only back-to-back would be Game 6 to Game 7, if there is a Game 6 and Game 7. But you've got all the juicy storylines of Barry Trotz facing his former team.
Yep, yep.
And also, let me point out, because it did not look good on Friday night, the Toronto Maple Leafs were about to be eliminated Friday night. They're down 3 goals with 4 minutes to go and miraculously come back, tie the game, and win it overtime to force a game 5. But yesterday, they got eliminated, so the pajama man could put his pajamas back on and go to sleep.
There you
go. Watch the lottery tonight. Do whatever he wants
to do. So now we're into the normal playoffs in the NHL. So now it's basically 4 out of 7, and you got to win 4 series to win it.
Yes,
it is.
It's as normal as it could possibly be in the year 2020.
Right, I understand.
So the NHL playoffs are set. The NBA playoffs will be set after the weekend. And we got baseball in full swing. You know, a couple of things about the Yankees over the weekend, because this was a very, on a lot of levels, this was a very interesting weekend.
Yeah.
First of all, the Yankees and Rays hate each other,
well,
which is kind of cool.
Well, I mean, Blake Snell set the tone for that. And obviously, the so much for the bulletin board fodder, as you had said, as Tampa wins 3 games, you know.
They do, and I guess because since there's nobody in the stands, the barking that I guess has taken place for a long time between the Yankees and the Rays can be heard much more so.
Well, go back, you know, you say that. Go back a long time into spring training when I forget who it was that basically, didn't one of the Rays slide into the plate and basically break Cervelli's leg?
Oh, that was years ago, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, but I mean, yeah, no, it's a long time ago, but I'm just saying, but this has been going on for, my point is, this has been going on for a long time, the hatred between these two teams,
and
even in a spring training game.
The modern hatred, as far as the guys on this roster, really started in 2018 when Andrew Kittredge, who we saw a lot of this weekend, came up and in and was hitting Yankee hitters, and that's when CeCe Sabathia hit a Tampa Bay Ray, got thrown out of the game, and famously, I thought it was very, very cool, walks off the mound, looks into the dugout, points, and says, "That's for you," expletive.
Right.
And so that was a few years ago, and Andrew Kittredge is still on the Tampa Bay Rays. And what happened on Saturday, there was a lot from over the weekend that was fascinating. But on Saturday, Andrew Kittredge is the first of, I think it was 3 Tampa Bay Rays that came up and in on New York Yankees. Didn't hit anybody, but came up and in.
Right,
twice
right,
to DJ LeMahieu.
Right.
And once to Gio Urshela.
Yep.
So apparently what happened is that the Yankees bench and the Rays bench, they're barking at each other. They're yelling at each other to the point where Marcus Thames is yelling something at the Rays bench. And the home plate umpire, Vic Carapazza, gets, I guess, confused and decides to throw Marcus Thames out of the game. I don't know if he thought Thames was yelling at him, if he was arguing strike calls. And that's what caused Aaron Boone to come out and get thrown out of the game. And then it continued a little bit yesterday where there was a lot of barking at James Paxton, to where when James Paxton kind of implodes, or really does implode in the seventh inning of that game, he's staring at the Rays dugout. I'm going to get a little old school, Joe. If the Yankees are ticked off that the Rays are coming up and in, and they are coming up in a lot, all right, and Aaron Judge says, we don't forget. If they are ticked off about that, I can offer them a solution. And it's not the old cliche of just beat the Tampa Bay Rays. Obviously, you're trying to beat your opponent. How about you go up and in on the Tampa Bay Rays?
Go. Right, right.
I know that may sound childish or baseball from 40 years ago, but that's the way you handle it. I'm not looking for a brawl or anything, but if the Yankees are ticked off, Joe, that the Rays keep coming up and in, and they do. They are coming up and in a lot. You can't deny that. Then make them feel uncomfortable.
I'm all for baseball 40 years ago, by the way.
No, I understand.
You know that. I'm all for that. No question about
it. But that's one of the ways you can respond to this, because clearly the Yankees are annoyed. I mean, Aaron Judge, to his credit, was very honest after Saturday's game, or maybe it was Sunday's game, I get confused, about, hey, we don't forget. We don't forget what happened in 2018, and we're not forgetting that three different Ray pitchers came up and in twice on DJ, once on Gio Urshela. Well, you know what? You can come up and in, too. And you can start to make some of these Rays hitters feel uncomfortable. And maybe that's the way you respond.
I'd love to see an opening round. I'm sure it probably won't happen. Two out of three Yankees-Tampa. How good would that be? Talk about it. Seriously, probably even better than if it was a 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7. If a Yankee Rays 2 out of 3, that would be a wow. That's must see baseball.
Well, what's cool about these two teams now?
It really would be. I don't think that would happen, but
I don't think so, because I think the Rays are too good, and obviously the Yankees are too good.
Right.
But we're seeing this with Oakland and Houston, and we can get into that mess situation later. These teams don't like each other.
Yep.
You know, it's a little old school in that regard. They don't like each other, and I think it's enhanced a little bit, Joe, by the fact that every word that comes out of that dugout now is heard, which may not have been the case, obviously, a year or two ago when the barking may have been the same, but maybe you weren't hearing the barking as much as you're hearing it now.
You know, it's become a great rivalry, Yankees-Rays. I mean, the Rays obviously not on the level of the Red Sox, but, you know, the Rays, man, especially down there. You know, they give the Yankees trouble, especially down in the Trop. There's no doubt about it.
If you look at what happened over the weekend, and Gary Sanchez is going to get a lot of blame because he's Gary Sanchez. That's the way it is. And
well, he's not hitting either, is Gleyber. By the way, let me ask you this. Why does not, after Paxton gives up the two-run homer yesterday, they still got a lead.
Yeah.
I was stunned he's not out of the game.
All right, let's talk about that one, because
do you agree with me on this?
So, two-part.
Especially that he had pitched so well. And now, you know, he gives up that home run. I got to get him out of the game. And I think, look, I think Boone's a terrific manager, but I got to get him out of the game there.
So I was stunned, Joe, that he didn't get him out of the game. But I have to admit, even though it didn't work out, I liked that he didn't get him out of the game. And I'll tell you exactly why.
Get it.
James Paxton's not 25 years
old. No, that's true.
He's not a child.
I get it.
He doesn't need confidence. Look, he was utterly brilliant for 6 innings. He was as dominant for 6 innings as you'll ever see. And that is a big positive you should take out of yesterday despite the loss, okay?
No, he was terrific.
He was great.
Right.
After he gives up the two-run homer to Mike Brousseau, and now it's a 3-2 game, I got a lefty-lefty matchup. He has still been mostly dominant. I don't know. You know, go get me two more outs and get me through 7 innings.
Let me ask you this. If the Yankees, because the bullpen's a little depleted, Canley's gone.
Right.
And there's no Chapman yet. If Aaron has a full boat bullpen, does he take Paxton out in that spot?
I think he does, and I think it's managed differently, not just by taking Paxton out, but remember, he left Jonathan Holder in a spot where the bases were loaded and one out, and I don't think he keeps him in that game if he's got a full bullpen.
Right.
Look, if it's the playoffs, James Paxton's out of the game. If he's got a full boat of bullpen arms, James Paxton's out of this game. And again, maybe, and I admit it didn't work out, so obviously I was wrong, so was Aaron Boone, but maybe it's the old school guy in me, Joe, that thinks this. But I say to myself, all right, you gave up a two-run homer. I still have a one-run lead. Go get me two more freaking outs.
Right.
This isn't a 25-year-old. Right. He's a 31-year-old veteran major league pitcher. Right. I don't need to get him out with confidence.
No, I get it. I just was very surprised by that non-move, to be honest with
no,
you.
No, I was – it's funny, Joe. I was surprised, too. I like that he kept him in, even though it didn't work out. But I was surprised, too. But what also surprised me, and I guess it showed you that he didn't want to go back to some of those bullpen arms. Remember, he used – I'm thinking back to the doubleheader on Saturday. He used Chad Green to get four outs. He used Adam Ottavino for an inning. He used a few other guys in his bullpen. He did use some young guys like Albert Abreu and Ben Heller, guys like that. But Jonathan Holder's a guy who comes in the game. He gets through the seventh inning and then proceeds to load the bases. There wasn't intentional walk involved with one out in the eighth inning to face Hunter Renfro, and he kept him in. Like, I don't think he's keeping him in that game if he's got a full bullpen.
Right.
But you know what else he did that was really interesting? And I'm excited. The geek in me is excited to ask him about this on Thursday. He went to his closer, and I love it because I would do this all the time. He went to his closer in a tie game on the road, okay? Last year, obviously, the closer was Aroldis Chapman. Do you know how many times he went to Aroldis Chapman in a tie game on the road during the regular season?
I'll say none.
None. You nailed it. Zero. So I'm curious if he does that because of the new extra inning rule, that maybe that's a part of the thinking when you make a decision like that. Because he did go to Zach Britton in the ninth inning of a tie game on the road, which I personally love, but it was different than what he normally would do in years past.
Well, I have to ask him. I mean,
yeah. But you know what?
By the way, beat the Braves this week, Yankees, huh?
Yeah, seriously. Let's go Yankees.
I mean, anybody you want, beat them, will you? God.
But you know why the Yankees lost this series? Very simple. We can blame Gary Sanchez if you want. We can get into him. But he wasn't the reason they lost this series. He was one of the reasons. It's very simple, and you're going to remember this, and I'm going to remember this, and all Met fans can relate to this. The New York Yankees went 4-for-26 with runners in scoring position.
Our team is the kings of that.
Yeah.
God.
Does that sound familiar?
Oh.
That's the main reason, in my opinion, why the New York Yankees lost this series to Tampa, and they did it, Joe, in a series in which no Tampa Bay Rays starter pitched more than three innings.
That is amazing.
How about that?
No, it's unbelievable. Well, that's kind of their MO too, Tampa Bay.
Some of it was by design because obviously they're being very, very careful with Blake Snell. Very careful with Blake Snell. But yesterday, it wasn't really the plan with Charlie Morton. They had to take him out early. He had an injury. But they have been careful with some of their starting pitchers. Tyler Glasnow came out in the third inning. Blake Snell was brilliant for three innings, but they're handling him with care. Right. And then they obviously used an opener in game two of that doubleheader. But think about that. They played a four-game series. They won three out of four games. The Yankees, for the most part, didn't score a lot of runs overall in this series outside of the one game, game one of the doubleheader where they put up seven in seven innings. The Rays relied so heavily on their bullpen, and they, for the most part, shut the Yankees down offensively. I mean, 4-for-26 with runners in scoring position. And look, Gary played a role in that. Gary had a few of those at-bats. I think he was 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position.
Well, Torres isn't it either right now, to be honest with you. Neither is he.
He's been better the last couple of days.
Still.
Better. He's showing more of a pulse than Gary is, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has done that. Since he hit that home run the other day, Sanchez, he really has done nothing. I mean, right? He was against the Phillies, he hit the home run, and he hasn't done anything since then.
Hasn't done anything, and obviously the defense was a big problem.
Right.
The wild pitch in the ninth inning in which... The way I would look at that wild pitch is I'd say it was very difficult to stop, but the effort is what's going to turn a lot of people off. Instead of getting down and trying to block it with his body, he's sticking his glove down into the ground. There's no way you're blocking that ball
that
way.
Right.
So you have that. You have the wild pitch from Friday, which I mentioned on the Saturday show. You can call it a pass ball. It was a play that went off of his glove. I know he was crossed up a little bit, or at least, I wouldn't say crossed up, but it missed the location, the Adam Ottavino slider, and that essentially cost him the game, too. So, from a defensive perspective, it was rough. From an offensive perspective, it was rough. I'm not going to defend him. He had a bad weekend. You know, I like to defend Gary Sanchez, but I can't defend him this weekend. He stunk this weekend. That doesn't mean I'm trading him. That doesn't mean he's awful, but, you know, I'd be a fool, Joe, to tell you, he was great this weekend. He stunk this weekend. He was bad defensively, and he can't hit. That's the reality of Gary Sanchez right now. He's got to get better.
He does. No question. No doubt. What do you think about Stanton? You going to see Stanton again this year or not?
Bro.
If I'm a Yankee fan, I'm sorry. You know what? Look, this guy, here's the unfortunate. You know I like Giancarlo.
Yeah.
I always wanted him on the Mets. This guy is always hurt, man. I mean, I understand he had freak injuries early on in his career. I understand that, you know. But, I mean, every time you turn around, He's hurt, this guy. And he was playing, and he was hitting like crazy.
Too. Yeah. He had a home run on Saturday.
I know it. I know it.
And he
pulled
lost.
Up lame on second base. You knew right then there was an issue.
As soon as they showed that.
As soon as you saw the grimace at second base, you kind of, you know what? There's an issue here.
Yes. As soon as I saw it, cameras focused on him kind of like grabbing his leg after that wild pitch he advanced to second. You're thinking, oh my, he's going to miss 3 weeks, isn't he?
Yep. 3 weeks is a long time this year.
I don't know what to say about Giancarlo. Yeah. I mean, what is there to say? He took the weight off. He looked like he was in the best shape of his life. And he's hurt again. I mean,
some guys, man, this is it. I mean, some guys are just injury prone. And I'm sorry. I think at this point now, it's fair to say that that is the case with Giancarlo Stanton. He is an injury prone player.
It looked. And you know what's funny about that, man? So he was injury prone early in his career.
Oh yeah, with the Marlins, of sure.
We all knew it.
It was different kind of injuries. We talked about it. You know, he got beaned the one time, then he got hit in the wrist one time.
Yes.
I mean, it was a different type of stuff.
You're right. And then between his last year with the Marlins, the MVP year, and then his first year with the Yankees, he went out and played every day.
Right.
He went out and played
158
games.
Right.
We are now looking at the prime of this man's career. He is 29 and now 30 years old. This is the prime of your career. He had a lost year last year, and I don't know what this is going to be because it's such a short year, like you mentioned, and it's a hamstring issue. I don't know when we're going to see him again. And so 2 years in the prime of his career, he's missing significant amount of time, and he signed for the next million years, and we talked about this with Robbie Cano. When you get older in age, you're likelier to get hurt. What is this guy going to look like when he's 34, 35 years old?
Yeah, absolutely.
The good news around it is all the depth that the Yankees have.
Well, and Cliff Frazier's coming up. Did I hear Frazier on his way up here?
Well, here's where things stand with that. So they called up Tyro Estrada yesterday because he was in the area, because he was one of the guys that travel with the team. So it had nothing to do with him being the long-term answer. Really, it came down to Clint, and it came down to Miguel Andujar. Clint Frazier on Twitter, because that's where we get our information now sometimes, tweets out like this GIF from Toy Story, in which he's Buzz Lightyear, and he's breaking through the other toys to get up. And so I think that has now been implied that he's Buzz Lightyear, he's breaking through the other toys, and now he's available to be played with. That's how I would take it.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's to some degree, yes.
Okay. So I think Clint Frazier is going to get called up, and maybe he'll get an opportunity to play now.
Well,
and that's the good that comes out.
I mean, you know, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
But look, it wasn't a good weekend. We all know that. But they have a 97% chance of making the playoffs. That's the positive news.
I mean, come on. You know, the greatest upset of all time in this season of 16 teams, 8 teams in a league making the playoffs would be the Yankees not making it. I mean,
what has a greater chance of happening? Serious question. The Yankees miss the playoffs or the Brooklyn Nets win a round of the NBA playoffs?
What has a greater chance of happening?
Yeah, what's more likely to happen?
Oh, the Nets winning around.
Given that, all right, good. I like that.
The Yankees not making the playoffs is almost an impossibility.
No, I agree with you.
I mean, look, if it was a normal playoff situation, even then I would say it's not happening. But with the way it's set up now, there's no way. Definitely the Nets would be more likely to win around than the Yankees somehow not making the playoffs.
And here's the truth, okay? Looking at the long view of what happened over the weekend, okay? The biggest thing to come out of this weekend, I mean this, was what you saw from James Paxton. I really do, because...
Yeah. And Stanton's injury. Those are the two things.
Yes, I'm sorry. You're right.
Those are the two things that jump out at you. Stanton's injury and Paxton coming back and being effective. No doubt.
Because Gary's a mess right now. We all know that.
Right.
I think there has to be some confidence, especially offensively. He's going to turn it around. He's not this bad. He's not a 105 hitter.
Right.
He's better than that. The lack of hitting in the clutch, they're better than that. A lot of that kind of stuff is just, hey, they lost 3 out of 4. They're not playing their best baseball after getting off to a great start. But for James Paxton to dominate the way he did, and he was utterly dominant. And we could go back and forth about Boone's move. I liked keeping him in, even though it backfired. But I think seeing him dominate was a very, very good sign. And by the way, Tanaka dominated too. Not that that's a surprise.
Right.
He was brilliant on Friday night.
And Cole
took him out.
You know, Cole was a little shaky for Cole. You know, I mean, you know, they won the game, but he was, you know, a little bit.
Well, he was shaky enough where Aaron Boone. I know we live in a world in which wins don't matter.
No, he took him out. Yeah,
he took him out. Yeah,
took him out in the fifth inning.
And you know what? In that case, he had to. You know, when he gives up the back-to-back hits, Jimon Choi and then Jose Martinez hits the home run, at that point, he's thrown 105 pitches, whatever it is. He had to take him out. But that, even in this day and age, Joe, that cannot be easy when a guy wants to get his victory with a lead, you know?
No, especially a guy like Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
Which shows you all you need to know about Boone, too. Let's be honest with that.
Yeah. I remember Girardi doing that with CC. I think it was the Citi Field game, not against the Mets, the game against the Rays where he took him out in the fifth inning. And it's not easy with any guy. Even though we say wins don't matter, these guys still want to get wins.
Oh, come on, of course.
Yeah, they still want them.
Of course.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.